Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to have the next tasting of Batch 13 of 2023. This is another Treehouse Brew, Treehouse variant. This one is using Warrior, then Amarillo, Azaka, and Cairo Citra. Or not Citra, Simcoe. Man. In this one. I believe this is the second tasting of it. I didn't mark it down on the paper, but I'm pretty sure it is the second. So I'm not going to go over the whole grain bill, when to add hops and all that. I've already done that in the first one. And in the description below, I will have the recipe if you want to check it out. So let's go ahead and get this open. Now, I just finished the review for batch 12, the second tasting, and that one was already over carbed. This was bottled on, I believe it was the same date. 10-1-23. So 2 months old. Let's see how the carbonation on this. Good hiss, a little smoke. This one, good. I think we're good on this one. So maybe that other one I didn't fill quite as much. That's one thing you have to be careful about when you're using carbonation tablets. And even if you make your own solution, sugar water solution to carb your beers, prime them, that make sure you do it for how much is in the bucket, not 5 gallons. Because most of the time, you're probably not hitting 5 gallons. You're probably under. And if you make that solution for 5 gallons and just use it, you're probably going to have some bottle bombs. But off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles, about a finger of head. This one, orange. See, now this one looks like American IPA, if you wanted to go that route. I didn't say the ABV. 7.12 ABV on this one. I've been debating on, you know, should these be called American IPAs or IPAs or New England IPAs? And it seems like they kind of go back and forth. I think it has something to do with the hops, what hops are used, what have resin or protein or whatever that stays in suspension to give that New England IPA that cloudy, milky look. So maybe it's not in these hops, these three that are used in this one. But, yeah, orange in color. Looks fine. There you go. Yeah, just, it's way over there. I do have an oxidized one over there, but, yeah, this one looks good. Let's go ahead and smell. Kind of a mix of fruity citrus. I kind of want to say like a juicy fruit, like that, for the fruitiness. Then a little, like, I don't want to say bland orange, but a touch of orange oil, maybe? I mean, even though that's probably going to be more potent than bland orange. Yeah, definitely on the fruitier side, but there's some kind of orange. It's not as bitter smelling as batch 12 was, but let's go ahead and take a drink. Up front, more citrus. Very surprising. In the back is where I get like that juicy fruit taste, like generic juicy fruit in there. I'm really, maybe a touch of that onion garlic from that Simcoe in there, but not a lot at all. This one is kind of sweeter. It doesn't have that rind bitterness, that grapefruit rind or orange rind bitterness in the back. There's a little bit, but in the aftertaste, it is bitter. It's almost, I almost want to say the white part of a pineapple, how it gets bitter because of that fruit in the back. It still tastes like fruit, but there is some bitterness in there. You could probably say orange skin, the white part in between the skin and the meat of the orange, that white part, if you get some of that, that bitterness is kind of what it is. Very smooth, easy drinking. This one is a little bit thicker. In the review for 12, I said how that one was had a little lighter body. That was higher ABV. This is lower, so there is more sugar left in there. So it is going to make for a thicker beer. And I think it works in this case. I believe these are supposed to be 7% ABV. So this is a touch over. So you might be able to tell a 7% versus a 7.12. I can definitely tell the difference between this one at 7.12 and that batch 12 being 7.49%. That is dramatically different. But 0.12%, I don't know if you'd be able to tell or not. Yeah, overall, it's good. It seems like that bitterness is ramping up with every drink. It's coming out more. Where I was saying at the beginning where this one doesn't have as much bitterness in it, it seems like it is coming. It's almost turning in, I hate to say this, but an onion, garlic, grapefruit rind bitterness in the back. I'm still getting that juicy fruit in the back with the orange on the front, but yeah, it's almost like citrus, fruit, citrus is where it's going. Yeah, overall, still a good beer. I think you would like this if you like your New England IPAs a little bit bitter. If you like the sweeter side, I think take one drink and give it to somebody else maybe. Yeah, if you like them a little bitter as you get into it, it seems like that bitterness is climbing. I don't think I put, on this one, I didn't put what the IBUs were, so I'm not sure. But we're dealing probably around 60-ish, maybe that high. Perceive is about that. That's the only reason I'm saying that, because you're using it in the boil. But then after the boil, you're really not going to produce any IBUs in there. But yeah, definitely a good one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.